We're reading in the study of the 10 Sefirot. Chapter 3, item 1, the words of the Ari. Ein Sof shines in the world of Atzilut by clothing the level of Chochmah. Number 1. You should also know that in order for the light of Ein Sof to shine in the entire Atzilut, its self must be clothed inside Chochmah. After it is clothed in Chochmah, it expands in the entire Atzilut. Only by that clothing can the entire Atzilut receive from Ein Sof. This is the meaning of the verse, you have made them all in wisdom. Again, title, Ein Sof shines in the world of Atzilut by clothing the level of Chochmah. Number one, you should also know that in order for the light of Ein Sof to shine in the entire Atzilut, its self must be clothed inside Chochmah. After it is clothed in Chochmah, it expands in the entire Atzilut. Only by that clothing can the entire Atzilut receive from Ein Sof. This is the meaning of the verse, you have made them all in wisdom. Inner light explains for the light of Ein Sof to shine in Atzilut. Number one, in order to understand the Ari's words from here on, we must repeat the explanation about the five discernments in the screen. They emerge from the gradual refinement of the screen, from the great coarseness of phase four, to the great refinement in the phase of Keter, and the root of the screen by that they create five Parzufim. You will find the explanation of these matters in part two. For all these things pertain here, but it is impossible to present them here due to their length. For this reason, I must rely on what I have written there, and I can only present an abbreviation and summary of everything, as much as needed from the Ari's words here.
Yes.
It has been explained there that the light of Ein Sof, which contains four phases called the ten Sefirot of direct light, does not stop shining for the lower ones, not even for a moment. However, since there is no perception of the light without a vessel, it is only the vessel for reception that we need. Any parzuf or degree that acquires a vessel simultaneously acquires the light as well, according to the measure of the level that has been acquired. It has also been explained that the root of all the vessels in all the worlds is the reflected light that ascends from the coupling by striking on the screen in the vessel of Malchut. Thus, the very moment when a new screen is formed in some Parzuf, the light of Ein Sof, which contains 10 Sefirot of direct light, immediately expands to it and strikes the screen. Then, reflected light rises and clothes the light of Ein Sof according to the measure that of that light, of that reflected light. This is called the clothing Ein Sof in the vessels, or some sfira. That is because the name of a sfira indicates the measure of the light of Ein Sof that clothes it. For example, when referring to the clothing of Ein Sof in Keter, it implies that the reflected light clothes the entire ten sefirot of direct light up to the Keter. When referring to the clothing of Ein Sof in Chochmah, it indicates that the reflected light clothes only to Chochmah. We might ask, how does such clothing apply only to 9 Sfirot, while there are 10 and not 9? Indeed, there is Keter there too. But this Keter is clothed in the internality of Chochmah, and thus does not merit a name, but only the Sfira Chochmah. And in this way, you can understand all the levels of the other Partsufim.
This means that in every light, even the smallest one, there are all the lights that built him, came down to him, and organized him, that now it appears even in the smallest degree, but all the lights worked for that, and they're inside. Move on.
The measure by which the extent of the reflected light is measured has also been explained there in the discernment of the measure of coarseness incorporated in the screen in the vessel of Malchut. There are 5 discernments. The coarsest screen, being phase 4, reflects the greatest measure of the reflected light. It clothes the level of Keter in the light of Ein Sof, meaning in the 10 Sfirot of direct light. A screen with coarseness of phase 3 clothes the level of Chochmah of the 10 Sfirot of direct light. A screen whose coarseness is only phase 2 clothes the level of Binah of the 10 Sfirot of direct light. A screen with only coarseness of phase 1 clothes the level of Zeranpin of the 10 Sfirot of direct light. And the screen whose coarseness is only of the root of the phase of the screen called Keter of the screen. There is no coupling by striking in that screen and no level at all, but only at the level of Malchut. However, we should remember all the reasons and arguments regarding the matters as they were explained there in above mentioned inner observation and the previous parts. Study it there, for without understanding the reasons and the necessity in these matters, it is impossible to understand even a single word here in its true meaning. For here I must be brief, of course.
Kiev. Okay. Kiev.
Yes, dear Rav. What is this process where the light of Ein Sof clothes in the reflected light?
Well, that's the intention of the created being is to receive pleasure only in order to give pleasure to the host. That's called reflected light, where the host can clothe in to give pleasure to the guest. And then each one gives pleasure to the other.
Ну, а что значит, что Творец вот в своем намерении наслаждать гостя облачается в намерение?
What does it mean that the Creator
чего намерение?
Has the intention to give pleasure to the guest?
That's the desire of each and every one is to give pleasure to the other. The host thinks, what can I do for the guest? What pleasures I can fulfill him? And the guest thinks, how can I receive to bestow the pleasure back to the host?
PT 19.
So he says that there's no perception in the light without the vessel, and we only need a vessel reception in every patsuf or degree. How do you build the kli, the vessel? How do you build the vessel he's speaking about that we have to clothe in?
The vessel is the will to receive that had a restriction. meaning he decided he won't receive for himself. Then he decided he will only receive in order to bestow. Then, as a result of wanting to receive in order to bestow, he has such preparation that he's filled with the light of chasadim, meaning the light of bestowal, that whatever he receives, he will receive in the light of bestowal. And then the direct light, the light of Chokhmah, can enter into him and clothe in the light of chasadim. And as a result of that, the host or the creator has contentment because he filled the creator being, and the creator being has joy because by receiving from the creator, he fulfills the creator. And this mutual bestowal brings them to dvekut, adhesion. By that, they are equal.
How can we understand, because it has to be practical work, right? How can we explain what you explained now in a nice way? How can we build these vessels in the tent? How can we explain it more and briefly that we'll understand what we're talking about?
In the ten, it's very simple. I do things in the ten only such that by that I help the friends to come close to the Creator.
That's exactly all the work. So what's the answer here? How do I help the friends to build a kli?
So I show them, suppose, how much I love them, how I come closer to them, how I strengthen them, etc.
I see, thank you.
PT 17.
Reflected light clothes only on the degree that belongs to it on behalf of the coarseness?
Or Choser.
Reflected light is in the vessel according to the extent that the lower one rejects the pleasure for himself, and by that he wants to aim it at the Creator. By that, the reflected light is revealed and fulfills him. It's the light of bestowal. Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean, if I understood correctly, that the first screen in Atzilut is a screen until Chokhmah on the third phase of coarseness?
Where are you reading, so we won't be confused?
The words of the Ari, he writes that it needs to be clothed in Chokhmah, and after it's clothed in Chokhmah, it expands in all of Atzilut. And then in the inner light, he explains that the screen on the phase 3 is until Chokhmah.
A screen over Pchina Gimel, the third phase, is until Chokhmah. Over the fourth phase, it's until Keter. On the second phase is Bina.
So the screen of Atzilut is
over the third phase, Bchina Gimel. The third phase. Then the second phase is Bria. First is Asiya, and the root. Sorry, the first is Asiya, is Yetzira, and the root is Asiya.
So what does it mean that every screen, it diminishes?
That in the light of Ein Sof, in Ein Sof, there was a restriction. Then Malchut of Ein Sof performed a Zivug Daka, a coupling and striking, and received in order to bestow. Her reception in order to bestow was over the biggest phase, the biggest Pchina, a fourth phase. And from that, the world of Adam Kadmon was made. And the world of Adam Kadmon was refined with this screen. And what came after it was the screen of the third phase. And later there were other couplings made, and the world of Atzilut was made as a result of that. Then the screen of the second discernment, the world of Bria, the first, the world of Yetzirah, and the screen of the root performs the world of Asiya. What are you asking?
Why do the screens diminish the more we descend in the worlds? The screen becomes smaller. Because the light that remains in the world of Ein Sof is much greater than the light that's received every time on every degree with the screens, and there remains extra of the light, meaning there's a gap between the inner light that we receive in order to bestow and the surrounding light. The surrounding light presses on the vessel, and by that it refines it. It annuls the screen. The vessel feels, like in the example of Bala Sulam, the vessel feels that it received in order to bestow, but let's say 1%. And then 99% remains. So what can it do? That's not called bestowal. That's why it refines itself. It leaves that role. But by all those gradual actions, it all happens by the upper light. There's no actual decision on behalf of the vessel, because it all cascades from above downward, from the Creator towards the future created beings. That is why, there still really isn't a created being. It's just like a game between the lights and the screens and their coarseness. And by this, the degrees are built from Ein Sof to this world.
So the more the screen is lower, there's more surrounding light. I didn't really understand that.
No, on every degree you have inner light, as much as that degree received in order to bestow, and surrounding light, as much as this degree couldn't receive in order to bestow. It's not just the light of Ein Sof. The light of Ein Sof is only towards the highest degree on the ladder. The world of Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya. So in every place, as much as they receive its inner light, as much as you can, its surrounding light. And this way we have a descending of the degrees. Question?
So the more you go down in the degrees, the possibility to bestow grows, or it's the opposite? It's decreased. Meaning the screen that is corrected in that same world.
The more they descend in the degrees, there's less and less forces to bestow. But there are greater scrutinies. But still, it's not towards the created being. There still aren't any created beings. There's only a game between coarseness, the screen upon the coarseness, and the light that's above it. And these three things, the coarseness, the screen, and the light, between them, they cascade and build the ladder of degrees until they reach the lowest state. That's it. When they come all the way to the end of the cascading, from here on, we start talking about the created beings already that begin here to be built and ascend on this ladder that was built from Ein Sof to this world, and that's before us.
So the end of this cascading, from which the created being starts rising, what is that? It has the lowest screen and the smallest ability to bestow?
Yes, that's it. Afterwards, we'll see the end of the cascading isn't even in a screen or a small ability to bestow, but there is no desire to bestow, and there's only the will to receive that is revealed and built and created. The will to receive with no screen was revealed. It was never like that in the cascading. It was revealed specifically in the cascading. Where did it come from, the will to receive? There still is no will to receive. It's not revealed yet. It's all covered with a screen to begin with. And in this way it cascades, and it's revealed only in the world of Nikudim, in the shattering of the vessels. Gradually, let all this picture be stabilized.
Thank you.
PT 14.
In each degree that has coarseness, screen, and light, each and every state, it always becomes whole, full ten sefirot, when one complements the other.
That's the nature of the light compared to the desire that was formulated in the light, that the connection between them can only be in 10 manners called 10 sefirot. That's why there can be more or less.
There is a completion because there's coarseness of the screen, the reflected light, direct light, it becomes the whole.
That's all not so important. What is important for us is that there's a connection between the light and the desire, and the forms of connection between them change.
But there's always incorporation in it.
There's always incorporation in it, right?
A complete incorporation between the creative being and the creator.
There's still no created being in the creator. It's incorporation between those two discernments in nature. That's still, there's a long time before it's creator and created being. Chadera 1.
The main thing is, it seems to me that the main thing we should, for us, is to understand and to feel the building of the screen. My will to receive is mine. So what does it mean that I annul my will to receive? You explain that. What do you practically do? Can you explain a bit more?
I can't explain to you because you want to feel it. That's why my explanation won't help. You want to know what the screen is.
Yes.
And your heart wants to feel it. What does it mean that I can bestow to the Creator? How do I feel that bestowal? The Creator that I bestow to, and myself, how can I connect me, my bestowal, the Creator, all together? And then I understand the situation. So I can't explain it to you because it's a matter of feeling. That's why it's called the concealed world until it starts being revealed in a person's heart.
Oh. And
when will it be revealed? When you want to discover specifically that.
It seems to me that I want, and not only me.
Right, we're close to it, but we're still not connected. That's why our forces are weak.
What's the first thing that we want when we want to connect? Annulment?
Only each one to annul his self and help everyone and all of us together to bestow to the Creator, to want to bestow to the Creator. We're close to it, but still, it's not enough.
Moscow 5.
Moscow 5.
Доброе утро. Как получается, что экран
Авита
Гимель общего Авита Гимель?
How is it that the screen of the general coarseness of the third phase of Chokhmah is equal to the coarseness of the first coarseness?
We're not learning that now. Why are you putting these questions in there, whatever you feel like? Okay, so where are we, Michael?
We're in item 2, inner light, explaining, this is... the meaning of the verse, you have made them all in wisdom.
Okay, go.
Item 2. It means that the world of Atzilut is regarded as the Rosh of all the worlds. Even though there are many worlds above Atzilut, meaning all the many worlds contained in Adam Kadmon, are indeed all concealed within the world of Atzilut. They are not at all roots to the worlds, but are merely regarded as the root of the world of Atzilut. This is why they are concealed inside it and shine only in it and in concealment. It has been explained in previous parts that the screen of phase 4 operates only in the world of Ak. Hence, the measure of reflected light there is indeed great, clothing up to the level of Keter in the light of Ein Sof. Consequently, all the worlds contained in the world of Adam Kadmon are called the world of Keter.
Meaning, here he just gives us like a small explanation. There's a lot of degrees, even worlds, he's saying, that they are in the world of Adam Kadmon, and we're not speaking about them or learning them. We know their names and so on, but every spiritual degree has many more details. And details of details. And if we reach it, then we'll see and know it. And if not, so no. We need to learn what is suitable or needed for our correction. That's the main thing, to reach the correction, that each one will correct himself. That's our purpose.
The world of Atzilut uses only the screen of phase 3, the measure of its reflected light that ascends from the coupling by striking on that screen, reaches only up to Chochmah, and does not reach the Keter of the light of Ein Sof. Rather, Keter is hidden and concealed inside Chochmah. For that reason, the world of Atzilut is called the world of Chochmah. This is the meaning of the verse, you have made them all in wisdom, Chochmah. It means that everything is rooted only in Atzilut and not in Ak, Adam Kadmon, which is the world of Keter. It is so because the world of Ak is not regarded as the root of the lower worlds at all. And it will appear in the worlds only after the end of correction, as it says, and his feet shall stand upon the Mount of Olives. We must know that the entire 10 Sefirot are named after the highest Sefira. If it is Keter, all the Sefirot are regarded as Keter. If it is Chochmah, they are all Chochmah, etc. By the same manner, every world is named after its first Patsuf.
Meaning, we always call each discernment in that way, towards the upper name of that discernment. like the world of Adam Kadmon, even though it has 10 sfirot in it, we call it Keter. That's why we say that all of its sfirot belong to the world of Keter. But of course that in each and every one there's no more, no less, but 10 discernments. And in this way, in every state. Well, Kiev. Only he's asking, what can I do?
Yes, dear Rav. Practically, a Kabbalist attains these high degrees. Can he raise the reflected light so high till the world of Atzilut?
Of course, otherwise how can he? Just as now we don't see anything because we don't have, from our own desire that exists in everyone, we don't have any ability to perform reflected light, that's why we can't see it. As much as our reflected light will come out of us, the light of bestowal, of connection, of love, something, as much as it will come out of us towards the others, in that light, just like in a projector, in the light, right? So we'll see something before us, otherwise we won't see anything. What we see only in reflected light.
How can you discern the intensity of the reflected light?
As much as there is a will to receive, then I can restrict it and by it bestow to the others. According to that, I can see the upper world. And we can't otherwise.
I just want to make things clear. How can we build this intensity of the reflected light? All Kabbalists had a 10, right? So upon a great desire, they built the quality of bestowal. How intense is the reflected light and how can we depict it?
Only by connecting with the friends you can feel what bestowal is. And you can activate that force of bestowal. You can develop it more and more towards the friends and towards the Creator.
Он называется отраженный свет, вот эта вот отдача по отношению к товарищам.
This bestowal is called reflected light, bestowal to the friends and to the Creator. So what brings back this light?
Then you discover, if you perform a restriction that you don't want anything for yourself, you can feel as much as the Creator wants to bestow to you. And then you already have a connection with Him. But it comes after you connect to the others, to the friends. You connect to the friends. And from the connection with them, you can turn together with them towards the Creator.
How? About the connection between me and the friends. We try to turn to the Creator. What are we bringing back? Why is it called reflected light?
Because you always want to receive, no matter what. And if above your will to receive, you put the will to bestow to the Creator through the friends, then instantly you'll start feeling what He wants to give you. And as much as you want to give to Him, and then there'll be a connection between you. In mutual bestowal, like the guest and the host. Yes, yes, they all connect together there in your reflected light. And then you want with all your friends to bestow to the Creator, and you'll feel that bestow towards Him that He wants to bestow to you. then you'll start connecting such connections, you for him and he for you. And from this, you start building 9 sefirot of direct light, 9 sefirot of reflected light, and in this, you start building a system of relationships between you. And it depends to what height. On the height of the world of Atziah, Yetzirah, Briah, or Atzilut. That's later on. But actually, that's the process.
А как мы ощущаем в нашей в наших взаимоотношениях с товарищами и попытки отдавать Творцу из этого? Как мы ощущаем его?
When we feel the mutual efforts to bestow to the friends and to the Creator, how can we feel His intention?
You need to act between you in relationships of bestowal. Along with that, you have to pull the Creator in there. That supposedly you are engaging in this game, and you also want to pull Him into your game. Then you'll start feeling how He, to begin with, has organized this game for you. To begin with, He organized each and every one the way He is. By that, you'll start feeling the connections between you and Him. Internet.
Yes, Rav, a question from Latin 12. When we work in the 10 on the intention, are we doing that in order to bring back the light to the vessels of the upper light, the upper world?
To the Creator. The upper world, I don't know what it is, the Creator.
Ita 4. How can we build a screen to reach the world of Atzilut?
Also, I don't know. I don't know it. I don't feel the world of Atzilut. I build a screen. I want to connect to the Creator, and everything that He gives to me, and I want back to give it back to Him. Not what I'm receiving, but that everything in my life I think I want to do in order to bestow contentment to Him, to give Him joy. And what world He's in there, I don't know. The Creator's everywhere, He's before me.
A question from Latin 3. How to relate to states that we don't know how to grasp? For instance, our nature and how hard it is to annul it. Why is it so hard to make these vessels?
Don't speak about your nature and look at it. Look at your friends and want to connect to them. And then you'll already see how you're working with your nature.
Asia, every time I try to annul myself, my necessity grows, so I have to go back to thoughts about corporeality. Can I have an advice how to deal with these burdenings, or is yearning enough?
The main thing is working in the group. That's why if you stand on that and keep strengthening it, you'll advance correctly forward.
Last question from PT32. He writes that the root of all the worlds is in the reflected light. Is it our world as well that way?
I don't understand if it's in our world.
Is the root of our world also in reflected light?
Let's say so, but I don't know. It's not worth asking such things. It'll only be confusing. There's a lot of things that I don't speak about because I don't want to start confusing people, that they'll have too many details. Okay? PT24.
Regarding the building of the Sefirot in the worlds, for instance, over the screen of the fourth phase, the reflected light of Keter rises, and the degree of Keter is full. Then later it builds all the degrees below it. Keter builds Chokhmah, Chokhmah builds Bina, etc. Is this the way it works?
Yes.
So that means that the lower the layers, levels, all starts from the upper?
All starts from the upper one and goes downward.
And at what point it becomes from the roots of the vessels to vessels that receive light?
Depends on the coarseness, depends on the state, I can say it that way.
If we take this example of the zivug over the fourth phase, Ketel is filled, builds Chokhmah, Chokhmah builds Bina, etc.
And Toy reaches Malchut, and Malchut performs reflected light. To the extent that she develops reflected light, there's a clothing of direct light and reflected light.
But the light of Malchut has reached Malchut. All the degrees started from the reflected light of Malchut. Keter was filled because Malchut returned the light.
Well,
that's where it starts.
Keep going. I don't understand your question.
Okay, so there's a light in the vessel of Malchut. It has a screen of the fourth phase. It returns the light to Keter. Is it Keter filled?
Yeah.
The degree of Keter is filled, then it builds the degree of Chochmah. And by cascading, the whole Patsuf is built.
Yes.
So the question is, at what point, in the beginning, it's Rosh, it's only the roots of the vessels. Later, there's the expansion of the light inside. When does it happen in this process?
Who has to start the process? The Rosh Tochsof?
The Rosh and the Guf, yes.
So after there's a decision in the Rosh, and there's a coupling by striking in the Rosh, so from the Rosh it expands to the Guf.
Oh.
The light that fills after the coupling in Malchut, the light that fills, for instance, Keter, is already a Guf, it's Rosh, what is that?
What is Keter?
It's Sfira of Keter.
The Sfira of Keter, there's no such thing. The light can't fill one Sfira. The light fills a Partsuf. I don't understand your structure.
Okay.
The light fills the Partsuf. According to the coupling by striking that Malchut performed, she raises her reflected light till the Keter, so that's called the Partsuf of Keter. And the light can fill it. According to the reflected light, the Partsuf is filled with direct light. The direct light is clothed in reflected light. And all in all, it's called inner light. Okay, I'm sorry, I have to go to info.
Info.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав. Здравствуйте, любимые товарищи, дорогая
Мирова. Hello, dear Rav. Hello, beloved friends.
Команда подготовки мирового собрания товарищей.
Dear World 10.
Каждого товарища,
the preparation team of the world, Yeshivat Chaverim, a gathering of friends, is asking all the friends to go through the preparation during the day, during this day, and to carry out the tasks that we will send you during the day. Today's exercise for the tens as a preparation for the world gathering of friends. The heading is building an example 10. We're talking about the gathering of the friends that will take place this Sunday. We recommend to discuss the importance of the unity of the ten as a vessel to attain equivalence of form with the Creator. Again, we recommend that you discuss the importance of the unity of the ten as a vessel to attain equivalence of form with the Creator. Together, good luck in the connection. Let's make the Creator happy and give Him contentment. Well, let's end. Rav, do you want to summarize this lesson?
I don't know. Good lesson. In all its parts, we're advancing. We feel as much as we still have what to invest forces in the first and second parts, In the third part, we add more of knowledge, and that's good. We were also speaking about the structure of the vessel, how to incorporate with the friends. I think the lesson is whole, it's complete, it's full. And if we want to change something in somewhat, so to make it better, please talk about it, write it. I see that PT 19 wants very much. Well, please, mister.
A few minutes ago you said, and it made me jump, this sentence. You said, the most important thing is for each one to correct himself. First of all, what do you mean? Second question is, you said a few lessons ago that in our generation, it's almost impossible to correct yourself, only in a group. So what did you mean when you said each one should correct himself?
In the group.
And himself, he can't?
Without a group, a person can correct himself. That's clear.
Hold on. What do you mean to correct? What is correcting oneself? What does it mean?
That's incorporating in the group.
That's the correction?
That's the correction. To return and being an active part, integral in the first Adam. Adam Rishon.
Oh, I understand. I thought I have to correct myself so that...
Stop thinking and start listening. That's it. I'll less listen. Thinking.
Thank you.
Be healthy. Till tomorrow. Michael.
Yes, our schedule for tomorrow. Tomorrow, 2:40 until 3 o'clock, daily preparation. And then the daily Kabbalah lesson, 3 till 5:30. Then at noon, 1:40 until 2, the preparation, and the lesson until 4. Let's end with a song. Rav, did you want to say something else?
Lost in a sea of empty pleasure, and racing after plastic treasure. Now something's calling through the pieces of the heart. There's something more, there's something better. And the light's gonna shine through darkness, and my heart's gonna beat as one. We rise higher, higher, higher. Higher, higher, higher. Forever trying to find a reason to hold on to and believe in. Open the heart and find the space to come to life. We close our eyes and start breathing. And the light's gonna shine through darkness. And the heart's gonna beat as one. We rise higher, higher, higher. Clocks, somewhere beyond our box, to feel your love and rise above with each and every part, somewhere above the borders of the heart. Together reaching one desire.